Make a start on the Form Express with Bathurst before the first event at Healesville. Shane Montgomery's taking us through the legs of the quaddie there. Shane, good morning.
Good morning, Brendan. Good morning, listeners.
Race number four, first leg of the quaddie, is a Class 1 maiden over the 2,000 metres. Scratchings here are 1, 6 and 7. Soul Air $1.45, a real shorty in the opener. Olmedo $5.50 and Paradis $9.50.
Yeah, the meeting's plagued with short-priced runners, Brendan, but we've obviously got to play with the cards we're dealt. Soul Air was making his Bathurst debut last Sunday. He was produced third up. He's only lightly raced. Admittedly, he needs to overcome a wide gate to score, but he does have natural pace, and even though he's very short, he looks obviously the very hardest to beat here. 13, Paradia, struck to a task in defeat. Second up, that was at Mudgee last start. She's got scope to improve. Olmedo, number 9, didn't threaten last start at Queen Bien, but competing in lower class today and making a Bathurst debut, the circuit should suit. And 2, Rhythmio, who form well about the expectations of the marketplace. That was at Queen Bien last start, and that we're stepping up to this distance on the day. He's got scope to improve with that run behind him. 3, 13, 9, 2.
Race 5 of fillies and mares, 58 over 1,100 metres. 3, 6 and 12 come out of this one. Miss J Fox, $1.70. Purposeful Miss, $6 and $7 for Designer Made.
Number 2, Miss J Fox scored with great authority when she opened her count over this distance last start at Mudgee. She's capable of taking the next step today despite the rise in class. The best value all day might be number 10 in this race, Brendan, Dane Terry Bell. Experienced mare, but she's making a Bathurst debut. She struck traffic problems when she tackled this trip last start at Nowra. 4, Nowhere to Look, finished unplaced last start at Orange, but the ground was soft. 7, the firmer surface will suit. And 5, Purple Mispresents. First up, she struck traffic problems but kept trying. First up, last preparation at Musselbrook. So I thought it was the best of the rest. 2, 10, 4, 5.
2, 7 and 1 after the running of the first at Healesville. Kraken Latte, $11.20 and $3. 7, Wiggle at Bart, $4.20. 3rd, 1, Braemar Brianna, $4.80. 2, 7, 1 and standing by for 4th after the running of the opener from Healesville. We'll bring you totes as soon as they come to hand. We continue with our look at the Bathurst preview. We're up to race number 6. It's a Colts, Gullings and Entires handicap, a 58 over 1,100 metres. 2, 6, 10, 11, 14 to the screen. Scratchings. Shane, thanks very much for your patience. Who do we like in race number 6?
Number 4, MRS, is a lightly raced 3-year-old, Brendan, won very easily when he led all the way last start at Mudgee, and that was over this trip. Drawing inside gate today, you'd expect similar tactics to be adopted, and I thought he could continue on making a Bathurst debut. 3, Odd Angel's Wings, pulled up with post-race issues at Hawkesbury last start. They immediately spelled the horse. Those issues have been overcome. It's suited in this class first up. 1, Stone Cold, has only been produced here over this trip once. He was a winner on the day. The Goulburn effort last start over 1,000 was sound, and I didn't think the slight distance rise would pose a problem here. And 8, Jarman Adjic, presents third up from a very long spell. Both efforts this campaign suggest that this race mightn't be completely out of his reach. 4, 3, 1, 8.
Race number 7, a 58 over 1,400 metres. 1, 3, 10 and 12 come out of the 7th here. Byron number 2 is the favourite for Rory Hutchings at $2.20. Just ahead of Banjo at $2.40. At the $10, Rock the Caper and Patane is a $12 chance with Pittsburgh.
Yeah, number 2, Byron's having his third start in his first campaign. Stylishly opened the account on the boo at Orange, and the 8 latest effort at Queen Bien was also full of merit. He needs to cope with 6 kilos over the limit, but the task isn't beyond him. When you look at what he's rated as compared to some of the others, you can understand why he's got the weight that he has. 5, Banju, was withdrawn from the Hawkesbury beating yesterday. He was an acceptor for race 3 today, but connections have chose this race as the best target. He must be forgiven for the unplaced at last start at Scone, and he looks the obvious danger, as the market suggests. 4, Lead Choreographers at Experience Gelding. He's making his Bathurst debut today, however. Stuck to the task in defeat at Goulburn last start and can be expected to hold his form. And 7, Patane, finished unplaced at Mudgee last start, but he did finish the race off honestly. That was over 1,100. He's likely to relish the distance rise he's attempting here. 2, 5, then I thought there was a gap to 4 and 7.
Best value quality in play, please, Shane, for Bathurst.
Yeah, the best bet I thought was in race 3, number 5, London Gal. I thought the best value was that second selection in race 5, Brendan, number 10, Daintree Bell, and the Quadrilla. Take number 3 on its own in the first leg. In the second leg, take numbers 2 and 10 as a couple. In the third leg, 1, 3, 4, 8, 9, and then another couple in the fourth leg, 2 and 5.
Best of luck today, Shane.
Thanks, Brendan. Thank you.